I was just beginning to stifle with the fumes of conservatory flowers and sprinkled essences, when I bethought myself to open the window and step out onto the balcony. It was moonlight and gaslight besides, and very still and serene. The balcony was furnished with a chair or two. I sat down and took out a cigar. I will take one now, if you will excuse me. Here ensued a pause, filled up by the producing and lighting of a cigar. Having placed it to his lips and breathed a trail of Havana incense on the freezing and sunless air, he went on. I liked bonbons, too, in those days, monsieur, and I was croquant... Overlook the barbarism. Croquant chocolate comfits and smoking, alternately, watching, meantime, the equipages that rolled along the fashionable streets towards the neighbouring opera house, when, in an elegant close carriage drawn by a beautiful pair of English horses and distinctly seen in the brilliant city night, I recognised the voiture I had given Céline. She was returning. Of course my heart thumped with impatience against the iron rails I leant upon. The carriage stopped, as I had expected, at the hotel door. My flame, that is the very word for an opera inamorata, alighted. Though muffled in a cloak, an unnecessary encumbrance, by the by, on so warm a June evening, I knew her instantly by her little foot, seen peeping from the skirt of her dress, as she skipped from the carriage step. Bending over the balcony, I was about to murmur, "Mon ange," in a tone, of course, which should be audible to the ear of love alone, when a figure jumped from the carriage after her, cloaked also,